cuts councillors. Other real problem: Elaine Brunskill, Secretary, Socialist Party Northern Region. The attention seeking, right-wing Labour leader of Newcastle City Council, Nick Forbes, described by The Guardian as the leader of Labour's 6,600 strong army of councillors, has attacked Corbyn for being out of touch with Labour voters and disregarding local councillors' experiences. So, what is this council army leader doing to defend working class people against the next round of Tory cuts? Is Forbes going to lead a fight back against this onslaught? Unfortunately, the answer is a resounding no. Instead, Forbes is at the cutting edge of yet more vicious austerity, prepared to wield the Tory axe. In Newcastle, council tax charges are set to increase, alongside a further £20 million of cuts, part of a three-year package which will decimate services by a total of £60 million. This will include even more attacks on services for the disabled, additional cuts in library and museum services, alongside further job losses. Forbes also displayed his anti-working class agenda by attacking drivers on Tyne and Wear Metro when they took strike action in December to increase their pay and defend their working conditions. From the outset, Nick Forbes and his ilk were a thorn in the side of Corbyn, determined to scupper any hint of a socialist program. Of course, Forbes omits to mention that in Newcastle back in 2004, while Blair was still PM, the Labour Party lost control of the city council after 30 years in power. Even at that stage, before the economic crash of 2008, there was anger brewing against cuts being made by Labour councils. If there is a move away from Corbynism, towards the politics put forward by the likes of Nick Forbes and his army of service-cutting Labour councillors, then more and more workers will be asking, what is the point of the Labour Party?